You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has announced new regulations for rental homes. They go further than the changes implemented by the previous government, which largely relied on self-reporting from tenants. I spoke with Sam Archer from the New Zealand Green Building Council about the changes, first asking him what his views on them are.
The new healthy home standards, I think I'm New Zealand Green Building Council generally, and I personally, I think we really welcome what they're doing, what government is doing. I think it's an excellent step forward.
Do you think they go far enough?
I think the actual standards themselves are set at a pretty good level. I mean, you know, we have to balance a little bit, and government has talked about this, the need for improved standards, but at the same time, we can't massively increase the cost for landlords. So I think in general they're set at the right level. I think we're a little bit disappointed that Housing New Zealand is left the hook a little bit until 2023. I think you know, they've got 65,000 houses. That's a lot of low income tenants who could do with warmer, drier homes. So we'd like that to come forward a bit earlier.
What's the deal with New Zealand?
Yeah, so all private landlords are going to have their homes, new tenancies are going to have to comply with the standard by 2021. So, you know, they're getting 2 years to comply. But Housing New Zealand have been given until 2023 to comply with the standards, so they've been given an extra 2 years.
And what are the standards of rental properties like in New Zealand at the moment?
Oh, well, it's quite interesting, actually, because the standard of housing generally is pretty poor in New Zealand. I mean, just across the board, private and rental, about 50% of homes have mould, about 10% of homes have extreme mould. And you know, we see very, very low temperatures in New Zealand houses generally. But of course, in the rental market, it's worse. New Zealand has some of the worst rates of respiratory disease. We've got rheumatic fever here, which is a third world disease, mainly through our very, very poor quality, rental stock. So I think it's really, really important the government is introducing this measure. It's already, really timely, they introduced this.
Why do you feel it's taken sort of so long for minimum standards like this to come in?
I think we've had, I don't want to get too political about it, but we've probably had 10 years of a government that was not very keen on regulation. And I think we've had 10 years to accumulate the evidence, really, of the harm that's generated from having very, very cold, substandard, poorly ventilated and insulated homes. So I think it's just come to a head, really. And now we've got a government that's more sympathetic to regulating. And rightly, they're bringing in something that, was a market failure.
And some people are saying that this will cause rents to increase. Do you think this will happen?
I think there's a chance that could happen a little bit. And the only thing I would say about that is that, rents are set not just by landlords' costs. They're also set by people's ability to pay and by what the sort of local market can support. So I think the reality is that, you know, there'll be some landlords out there that are nearly at the standard anyway and only have to do a few things that won't cost them very much. There'll be some landlords that do need to do quite a lot to get themselves up to the standard. And we'd say, look, it's pretty unacceptable that somebody would be able to rent a home that's poorly insulated, that doesn't have any form of heating in it, that doesn't have proper ventilation systems. You know, you just shouldn't be in the market if you're renting a home in that way. And look, if a home gets sold because the landlord can't afford to bring the home up to the standard, well, that home doesn't disappear. It's still stays in the market. So, you know, it's one more house to go back into the sale market to help increase the stock of homes for sale. So I think that's not a problem or as much of a problem as people are making up.
And are you hoping that this could be sort of just the beginning, that maybe over the years more regulations will be introduced?
I think it's true across the whole of New Zealand's buildings that we as Green Building Council would like to see standards increase. These standards are not necessarily relating to climate change, but the New Zealand government has committed to meet its Paris agreements, which means by 2050 we need basically a carbon-free economy, and that includes buildings. So you know, we need all of our buildings, new and existing, rental and otherwise, to be much, much higher performing. So I would predict that over time we'll see standards increase or regulations and standards increase for buildings. Yeah.
Do you think there'll be some pushback from landlords? Will it be difficult for the government to kind of enforce these regulations?
Well, that's a really excellent question. I mean, we've already seen that with the you may know already that National did bring in something called the RTA amendment, which was requiring insulation in rental homes. So there's already a requirement for landlords to provide insulation in their homes. And government through ECA was even doling out subsidies to help landlords insulate their homes, and there was very, very low uptake of that subsidy, which just shows that landlords are dragging the chain a little bit. But one thing I do know that is that MHUD, the government department responsible for the standard, they are looking at increasing the enforcement regime, so they're spending extra money on putting inspectors out in the community. I mean, we would very much like to see, as Green Midland Council, much more stringent regulations around how these things are actually enforced. And so it would really be very, really, really good to actually have a kind of formal inspection regime or a formal kind of certificate you need to prove that your house actually meets the standard. That's what we'd prefer to see. Because at the moment, the regulations are, as they're set, it's just self-reporting. So it's up to the tenant to report their landlord and say that their house doesn't comply. Well, you know, how many tenants are going to be prepared to go against their landlord at the risk of being evicted?
So, I mean, do you think we are heading towards maybe a kind of rental property kind of WAF system? Do you think that could be on the cards?
Well, I mean, so the WAF that you're looking at was something that was started by Wellington Council along with Chicago University, the rental WAF. So that has been around for 2 or 3 years. Hasn't been that successful, unfortunately. And mainly, as a lot of commentators are saying, because it hasn't been mandatory, it's been voluntary, and as you pointed out, landlords are not that keen on volunteering to meet standards. So, ultimately, we would like some kind of mandatory reporting on the condition of homes. I think that would drive a much better compliance than is currently.
As you were saying before, there's a kind of risk of... if tenants do report their landlords, there's a fear of being evicted or other repercussions. Do you think that we could see this happening with these regulations, that tenants just won't say anything even if the homes aren't up to standard?
Well, I think there's a risk that will happen. The only thing I'll say is that, as I think, government is going to have some kind of enforcement. Mm. They are going to be going out and doing random inspections of some homes. And I think that the likelihood is that what they'll do is they'll make a kind of example of 2 or 3 landlords with pretty punitive fines, and hopefully that will encourage the rest of the landlord community to comply over time.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.